again, and welcome to another episode of... What was that? That was a bumper. Oh, actually, I'm sorry.
Well, I thought that was the one that was going to have the...
Yeah, that'll be later. Anyways, welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And we are about a day away from camping.
Yay.
Yay indeed. Looking forward to it.
Are you? For real?
Kind of yes and no. Well, I've been reading up on bears and what to do.
I've never seen a bear there. I've been going there for like... I don't know, since I was like 8 years old, I've never seen a bear.
You only need to see one once. But you should be prepared, just in case one does encounter a bear.
So what did you find out that you have to
do? I did a bit of research. This information here is kind of specific to, I think it's black bears. And what it's saying, it's just detailing what you should do if you by chance encounter a black bear. It says here, if you may, a black bear may stand on its hind legs to get a better look of you. Yeah, that's it. It may salivate excessively. That's always bad news when you...
you'd think that it would be hungry.
Exactly. Exhale loudly, make huffing, moaning, clacking and popping sounds with its mouth, teeth, and jaws. I guess I do that sometimes.
No, you don't. What, the clacking and...
Well, you know, whenever I'm hungry, right? Like, you know, I salivate excessively, exhale loudly, make huffing, moaning, clacking, and popping sounds.
Yeah, you can't do the popping sounds. Yeah, you know, you don't do that.
All right.
You just get really grumpy. The huffing and moaning, yeah, definitely. Salivating, yes.
Okay, so that's...
Not like you're drooling or anything.
Well... It depends on how hungry I am. Next item on the list is lower its head with its ears drawn back while facing you. I can't do that. Well, that's just the door. Okay. Charge forward and or swat the ground with its paws. This is also known as a bluff charge. So when I do encounter a bear in the forest this weekend,
mm-hmm.
And it does start doing these things, I'll know exactly that it's hostile.
I think, like, wouldn't you just know that because it's a bear, it's hostile and scary, and you should avoid it?
Well, here's exactly what I should do, according to this article here. It says, remain calm. Okay.
Yeah. Sure, easier, I'll remain calm while it's huffing and drooling.
Easier said than done, do not run. Also easier said than done, stand still and talk to the bear in a calm voice. Please.
Hello, Mr. Bear. How are you today?
You know, I don't think killing me is really going to be working out. You know, I saw some berries, and if you go to the stream just a little bit down the way, I'm sure there's plenty of fish. You don't want to eat me. Come on, Mr. Bear. Clacking, clacking, salivating, salivating. Do not try and get closer to the bear. I think that's kind of an obvious point. If the bear does not get closer to you, slowly back away. Talking to the bear in a quiet, monotone voice. Just calm down. I'm not going to make trouble for you. You're not going to make trouble for me. Let's just go about our business. We'll pretend none of this ever happened.
Can you climb up a tree?
Not at that part yet. Do not scream. Do not scream, turn your back on the bear, run, kneel down, or make direct eye contact. Watch the bear and wait for it to leave. If the bear does not leave or approaches you, yell and wave your arms and make yourself look bigger. I'll look like an idiot if I start doing it. Throw objects, blow a whistle, or an air horn. The idea is to persuade the bear to leave. If you're with others, stay together and act as a group. Make sure the bear has a clear escape route. If the bear keeps advancing or getting close, stand your ground.
What?
Use your bear pepper spray. We do have to pick that up.
No.
I could die.
Yeah, but like it's a campground. Like there's so many people camping there. I'm sure that my uncle, who is a ranger, will have a rifle or pepper spray.
All right. Well.
Like.
So what you're saying is I'm leaving my life in the hands of somebody I've never met?
Yeah.
Okay.
Haven't you met him?
Which uncle?
Rocky.
Oh, Rocky. Yeah, I know Rocky.
Yeah.
He'll sort me out. Do not run or climb a tree. I guess this might be specific for a black bear. I'm not sure if it applies to any other.
Yeah, I know. Like, I always get mixed up because there's certain things with a black bear and certain things with a brown bear. Like, I know one of them you're not supposed to run, and then the other one you're supposed to run.
Okay. Let's hope I remember which one is which. And here's a little section in the article called About Attacks. All right. So this is assuming that you are, in fact, being attacked by a bear. And this is letting you know what you should expect when a bear is trying to attack and kill you. Black bear attacks are extremely rare. This is extremely... not completely rare.
Yeah, but extremely.
Yeah, it's not completely. Black bear may attack if it perceives you to be a threat to it, its cubs, or maybe defending food. This is a defensive bear that wants more space between you and it. Such attacks are exceedingly rare, although a bear's aggressive display may seem to suggest otherwise. It's a predatory bear. These bears are also rare. Predatory attacks usually occur in rural or remote areas. Rural, like the forest you're staying in. Remote, also like the forest you're staying in.
But it's like... You found it on the map, right? It's like 14 kilometers outside of
Rocky Mountain House. Yeah.
That's not that far into the boonies. You can run there. It's like a little bit further than 10K.
Yeah, it's 14. I could run there.
Yeah.
It'll take a while. Predatory attacks usually occur in rural or remote areas. Predatory bears approach silently. Silently kill you, and may continue approach regardless of your attempts to deter them by yelling or throwing rocks. What to do if an encounter results in attack? Use your pepper spray. Fight back with everything you have. Do not play dead, except in the rare instance when you are sure a mother bear is attacking you in defense of cubs. So, looking forward to that. What do you have?
You're almost like.
You're
acting like people who are like from Australia and they come here and they think that they're going to run into a bear when most Canadians haven't even run into a bear. Like my parents have run into a bear when they were hiking in the middle of nowhere. And the only reason why the bear was following them is because it was a baby cub.
And it was following them?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
But this is like... really in the middle of nowhere, like outside of Calgary by my aunt and uncle's cabin.
Okay.
In Water Valley or whatever. And so, there's tons and tons of hills with tons of trees and forests and stuff. And I think that's where they were. And the only reason why the baby cub was following them is because they had their little dog with them, a little Jack Russell.
Yeah, so I was thinking it was food, Jack Russell.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think there's going to be any dogs there. I think one person has a dog, but it's a Jack Russell.
Right, so okay, actually, that makes me feel better because I know that the bear will go for that first.
Yeah. All
right.
I mean, obviously, it's like easier to kill a Jack Russell than a human.
So the Jack Russell will be the appetizer before the main course. Me.
Right. Whatever.
Whatever. So we finished our climbs on Sunday, and we lost.
What do you mean we lost? It's not a game.
Well, it's a game. It's a game in the sense that. We didn't really stick to our cleanse on the.
We stuck to it on
the remaining half day where we were basically in the home stretch.
Not even half day. Like our lunch was fine. We had Mediterranean, and we cheated a little bit, but we didn't like totally give up. We gave up after dinner. For dinner, we ordered pizza. That's totally giving up.
And the only reason we did that is because the other participant in this cleanse, Mason. Caved. He
phoned us and he was like, I'm gonna order pizza. And of course me and Eric had just, you know, found the Mediterranean food and made sure we were eating something healthy, and then when he called us and said that, I was just like, fuck it, I'm getting pizza.
So
he's gonna get pizza, I gotta get pizza.
So it was your idea. I was still full from the Mediterranean
food. Well, we didn't get it until like 8 o'clock that night or something, so technically we were done. Because we're supposed to eat before 7, so...
Okay. This is how you justify. This is how you justify.
I can justify anything.
All right. So technically, we won, but we actually won in the good way by an hour.
Yeah.
All right.
And I didn't have a glass of wine until after 12.
Okay, so now we're super winning.
Yeah.
Okay, we super won the clan.
But then, of course, the next day, oh my goodness. Just going to that opening.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Went to a friend of ours curated an art show, and so we went to the opening. And, of course, we hadn't been drinking all week.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little bit too much to drink that night.
Yeah, that's the reason why we didn't have a show yesterday. I was all ready. In fact, I had this show pretty much in the can as far as preparations are concerned. I had my show notes.
And
had
the
articles picked out. Had the videos downloaded and ready to go.
You don't need to, like, bitch about it.
I'm just saying it. I was, like, ready to go. I was like...
Yeah. Oh, good for you. Woo.
And then somebody was...
Do it yourself, then.
I've recorded two voices before. I can do it again.
You can just pretend to be me. Hi, my name is Rochelle.
Hey, I did it with...
I think Eric's really cool. He's so awesome.
I did it with Joel and Jen on episode number 2.
I haven't even heard that yet.
I'm sure I could... Here's my Rochelle voice. Eric, you're pretty cool. I agree with everything you say. That's right. That's really good. Yeah, I like that too. And bears suck. I totally agree. Let's stay home this weekend and not go camping. Well, if you insist. All right.
If only your life was so easy.
in my mind, it is. So we finished our cleanse and now we're back on the,
And can you tell we're so much happier, eh?
Oh my, last week I was...
oh man, I threw out that stupid, like, fake tofu cheese.
That disgusting.
Stuff is so gross. If you want to eat rubber, eat tofu. It's like rubber.
We still have some fruits and vegetables and stuff like that left over, which is fine. We can...
No, that's all gone. All the fruits and vegetables that we bought for the cleanse are gone.
But they went bad?
No, like, we ate them all.
Oh, we just finished them all.
Yeah. Okay. Like, that's really good. Because usually when I go grocery shopping and get fruits and vegetables, usually I'm the one who eats all the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the vegetables, some of them go bad
by
the time, before we eat them.
Okay.
Because you don't eat them.
I try to eat them, but sometimes I forget to bring my lunch 3 days in a row.
Yeah, like the one that's in the fridge.
The one that's in the fridge this morning. Whoops. All right.
So what'd you eat?
Today?
Yeah.
What did I eat? Oh, I had one of those, bad, frozen entrees. Like,
ew.
From, the frozen food aisle at, Shoppers Drug Mart.
Why?
Because it was close, and it was quick.
I know, those things are so gross, and there's, did you at least get, like, the Lean Cuisine one?
In fact, I did get that one. I got the Lean Cuisine, chicken, something or other.
I just think there's probably, like, tons of preservatives in those things.
No, look, the ingredients are all right. That's one thing which I've found myself doing ever since this cleanse is actually looking at the ingredients of what I'm eating. And because when I was going grocery shopping last week,
you have to.
Oh, I had to. I was, you know, getting sick of eating just, you know, straight up fruits and vegetables. And I'd be looking for things which I actually could eat. And, you know, looking at things. And I'd see, you know, that it had either salt or sugar. And then I'd go, fuck! And they'd hear me all throughout the Safeway. So
it takes a long time, though, when you have to go grocery shopping like that. But once you know what you're looking for and once you know what has what in it, then you just get the same thing.
Yeah. All right, this is an update to a story we said, or we were talking about last week when Estelle Getty from Golden Girls passed away, and it was pretty hard on us, me especially, and it was hard on other people, some more so than others. This is a video I found on YouTube of a gentleman expressing in his own way how he felt about the passing of Estelle Getty.
This is an emergency blog.
Yep.
I have very unfortunate news for everybody.
Look at those eyes. They're just ready to go.
Can you tilt the computer? I can't really see it that good.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's better.
If you ever saw the show The Golden Girls, you know Sophia so as, like, the funniest character.
This is not a joke, either.
She passed away this morning, July 22nd, at 5 a.m., so I've heard. I always knew she was, like, a sick...
So I read on Wikipedia this morning.
...a woman, I just didn't know how sick she was. That's, like, my favorite show, and now that she's gone... Like, I know they canceled it and everything...
There goes the one tier.
But it's just really sad because she was like the funniest character on that show. Like every day I watched it on Lifetime at 4 o'clock, I gotta put it on. I'm like, I don't know why I'm crying so much, but I just wish I got to meet her because she's so funny.
Come on, guy. Pull it together.
I love her, Dorothy, and Rose and Blanche. But Sophia was always my favorite. Sophia Estelle Getty, which is her real name. This video is for you and your memory. You'll always be in my heart as one of the funniest people I've ever got to see on TV. And thank you for being a friend. Rest in peace. You're in my heart.
Aw, that's so cute.
So cute in the sad way.
Yeah.
And thank
but, like,
you.
He's so young. He's, like, he looks like he's, like, 16 or something, and his favorite show is The Golden Girls? Like,
I guess they, well, he said they replayed it every day, Lifetime Channel at 4 p.m., and, you know, he got into that show and... Yeah, I guess he was affected in a really, really harsh way. You saw those tears? He's just...
Wow. I don't think I've ever felt that sad for someone I don't really know.
I know. It's a TV show guy.
Yeah, like,
that's... You know, and while it's...
It's called acting.
And while it is sad that she has passed away...
Yeah.
You know, as it's sad when anybody passes away, it's still a TV show. You've never met this lady.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah.
All right? Seriously. Come on. Enough of the tears. Okay. We are now going to be continuing on the ongoing saga Rochelle as a young person. We're going to be reading another portion of her highly edited diary.
Shh, don't say that. Nobody else needs to know it's highly edited.
Well, we're editing, so you hear just all the interesting parts.
Well, I'm sure the parts I'm not reading are very interesting too, but...
Okay. Anyways, names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah.
And here we go. Rochelle, what is going on with you as an 11-year-old child?
Okay. So, dear Chantel, August 1st. I'm assuming we are in 1991 now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I have no idea. Are we?
Yeah, 90 or 91. Yeah.
Okay. Today, I did many things that I'm proud of. I made a pair of face earrings for my mom. I liked them, and they took a long time. I also made another pair for me, and I have, like, little pictures of my earrings that
mm-hmm.
So I remember what they look like, even though I have no idea. I don't remember them at all.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, huh? I love them, but they're long and small earrings, so I don't... I like small earrings, so I don't know. I might give them away to a friend.
Okay.
I also learned Fur Elise.
Oh, that's yeah.
What does it go again? Do 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 do. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
It's so pretty, but it's very hard. I'm getting a lot of zits. Oh no, ruin my reputation or what?
That's it?
That's it. That's it for today. It's a very edited portion. Okay, so, dear Chantel, July 13th, 1992.
Well, you skipped like a whole bunch.
I know. Well, that's like one page to the next. I just didn't write in it for a while.
Okay.
It is December of 92, and I'm in Holland. I really like it here. I love it here. Tomorrow I will be here for a week. I've met most of my cousins. The older ones are so nice, but the younger ones are brats. But they are cute. I'm at my uncle's house in a small town called Undyke. I've been here ever since July 8th. The day I arrived. The food on the plane was okay, but it looked gross. I love it here. And then there's a heart. I really like my cousin. She's nice, and now she's my friend. My other cousins are nice too, these two guys. We were up in my cousin's room, it's a guy, playing on the computer, and out of his cupboard fell a magazine full of naked women.
Uh-oh.
I was very surprised, of course, but then I asked my cousin how old he was. He's 19. Then I remembered that 18 is the point in the man's life when he's very horny. That's called the peak of sexuality.
Okay, okay. This is...
What? That's not bad. That's not saying that much.
All right, you learned that in school.
Yeah. Scary thought, hey?
Hey?
Hey? Well, we also watched Pretty Woman with all my cousins. And then when the sex parts of the show were on, everyone ignored the TV. They all looked away. At the same time, one of my aunts was cutting this man's hair, and the man seemed to be the only one interested.
Okay.
Everyone here is so open. They go pee anywhere. I don't know why I wrote this, because I totally don't remember that.
All right.
In alleys, downtown, by trees, and out of boats. Almost anywhere. Gross. When we were on the boat ride, I'm not going to read that part. Sorry.
Skip.
Skip. Yep, that's about it.
All right, so we're done another episode in Rochelle's diary. Next time she'll let us know what's going on further in her life.
What was going on further in your
12-year-old existence? There's been things at stores that we've bought. Sometimes I buy things and I'm just not satisfying with it. You know, whether it's food or an item of clothing or a gadget or whatever. Most of the times I just kind of accept things for the way they are. But I guess, some people...
like, what are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is some people go to other ways to write a letter to a company saying their displeasure with such things. Yep. I'm going to be reading a letter that somebody wrote to a grocery store expressing their unhappiness about them not carrying a product anymore. I would like to know why none of our local grocery stores in Stroudsburg carry my favorite frozen potatoes. When I asked about them, I was told the store could not get them. Only one local store carries this item. I had to go out of town for an appointment and stopped at a supermarket in Wind Gap and was able to get this product. Why do people have to shop out of town to get things, the things they want? If stores want you to shop locally, then they would carry the items people want. This doesn't include this family-owned stores.
All
right. Now, this is, it's a fairly standard letter. Somebody's saying that they're unhappy that their local store is not carrying their potatoes. But this is posted on the internet, and people responded, because every article on news websites usually has a section for people to add their comments.
Okay.
And this particular letter, made the rounds a bit on the internet, and people were posting their own comments. And this one person responded about this letter. It says, Waldron Smith, who's the author of the letter, is actually using the frozen potato as an allegory for the plight of the proletariat, with the supplier, the supermarket, representing the bourgeoisie. The bourgeoisie uses the frozen potatoes, profits from them, and then uses other potatoes which cost less money. The frozen potatoes are thus exploited. The smaller families...
Whoa!
The smaller family shops represent the petite bourgeoisie who aspire to profiteering at the expense of the proletariat potatoes, but lack the purchasing power of the supermarket. In the end, all the proletariat lose out. Waldron Smith is clearly a revolutionary Marxist socialist, implanting seeds not of potatoes but of class struggle. He is indeed a genius.
Oh my goodness. It was blowing it out of proportion.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it was totally funny.
I feel Waldron's pain. This is another person commenting on this article. I feel Waldron's pain. Thankfully, we saw the frozen potato issue here in Bethlehem years ago. We send all the steel mill jobs overseas, lose all jobs, opportunity, and hope. Grocery stores eventually closed down, turning Bethlehem into a tumbleweed ghost town, creating a level frozen potato field. Potato playing field. Problem solved. This is great. When selling potatoes outlaws, only outlaws will sell potatoes. I wish Mr. Waldron Smith would start a cult. I would be the first to join. He sees the world through a prism of righteousness that would make our tiny pea-sized brain explode. I, for one, welcome our new potato overlords.
That's cute.
Yeah. So, I guess that's what happens when something sort of goes around on the internet and gets popular, everyone sort of puts in their two cents and thinks there's a comedian.
Yeah.
So, yep.
So what did you want to complain about?
What did I want to complain about? Well, we'll see. Well, certainly not potatoes. I think you're more the potato expert in this
room. Yeah, but I don't buy frozen potatoes.
Well, you buy those frozen potato patties every once in a while. Not that often, but you have.
Yeah, every once in a while.
And, you know. But, no. I don't
honestly get that hooked on a particular brand of anything, like for frozen foods or I never get stuck on a particular brand, but for coffee, like
you take your coffee very seriously. Let's say, for instance, because you buy all your coffee at Safeway, and then let's say, for instance, Safeway just stopped stocking your favorite brand. Like, what is your favorite brand of coffee right now?
Well, I mean, I like Melitta.
Okay.
But if they don't have Melitta, which they always do, they always have it, I have found some really good coffee at that European bakery.
Okay, yep.
So I'll just go there. But I don't, I'm pretty easy to go in. Like, I don't think I would actually go to the extent of writing a letter somewhere to complain. I don't really care that much.
I guess
there's other stuff to care about, more important stuff than your frozen potatoes.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you retire,
you have all the time in the world, and that's why old people complain all the time.
Exactly. So I don't want to make assumptions here, but I'm guessing that Mr. Waldron Smith has a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah.
To write letters about potatoes and.
I mean, the one thing that pissed me off recently, well, not super recently, but whenever I go to Safeway, I would usually buy a pack of smokes, a pack of cigarettes, and just pay for everything altogether. Like when I pay for the food, I pay for the cigarettes, and it all goes onto the debit card. And they recently, like maybe a year or two ago, they changed it so that you can't actually buy your cigarettes with your food. You have to pay for your groceries, put it all in bags, walk away. While you're holding all the bags, then you have to go to customer service, take out your wallet again, and then pay for the cigarettes separately.
Well, I think they're doing that on purpose. They
to make it more difficult for people who smoke to buy cigarettes.
Yeah, and now
it's stupid. Well, it's like you wait in line to pay for your food, and then you have to wait in line again to buy cigarettes.
Yeah, they're basically trying to annoy you enough to quit. And recently, they...
Well, you know what? There's nothing worse than someone who's nicking out and pissed off.
Yeah, I remember that time when you tried to quit last year.
Yeah.
Bad news.
I know.
All right.
And also, did you know that there's going to be a new rule now? They're talking about it, that if people throw a cigarette butt out of their car window, they're going to get a fine for
$1,000. $1,000, wow.
What the fuck? They're like, so someone throws a cigarette butt out the window, and then the cop's going to do a chase down so they can write them a fine for that?
High speed check.
How are they going to prove it, you know?
Well, yeah, unless they actually see the cigarette leaving the hand.
Yeah, but what if the person just denies it?
It's like, yeah, exactly. It's like, wasn't me.
Yeah.
Could have been.
It's not like, giving a speeding ticket where they have proof, like, yes, you have been speeding. We, have proof of it or whatever.
Yeah. Unless they actually have a video of the cigarette leaving the hand, which would be very difficult because, if you're driving on,
highway or something, yeah.
You're going so fast, you'd actually have to have a really high-speed camera in order to catch all that. Honestly, I don't think...
It's so stupid. And then also, if you throw a cigarette butt on onto the street, like just you holding it, $500.
You've done that like lots.
Well, oh, shit. Where are we supposed to put cigarette butts?
In the garbage?
In our pockets?
In the garbage? Like,
in the garbage? You want to start fires?
Okay.
Because there's still, like, I mean, I guess you could, like, stomp it out and then put it in the garbage. But even so, it could still be hot and it could still start a fire.
I don't know. I'm not gonna argue these laws. Anyway,
I'm just getting pissed off because it's like they're trying to think of all these laws for ridiculous stuff that honestly is not a big deal. But then there's other stuff like, you know, homeless people wandering around in front of businesses, deterring people from going into those businesses. I mean, that's like a huge problem. Cigarette butts, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand, like, it is dirty. I mean, there should be more places for people to put cigarette butts so they're not all laying out on the street.
Yeah. Well, I think that they're just, again, it's just another thing that they're adding in order to annoy cigarettes.
But, you know, if they want to make it illegal, just make it illegal, get it over and done with.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't know, like,
no matter how many rules they make, people are still going to do it. People still smoke marijuana. People still
drink, you know, have their first drink when they're 14 or 15 years old.
Yeah, people still do, like, illegal drugs of all sorts, you know? If people want to do it, they'll do it.
I don't know, like, speaking for myself, like, I think it's been about a year and a half since, in Calgary at least, that all, I guess, indoor eating establishment, bars, etc., have been smoke free. And I, you know, at first I was kind of skeptical. I'm not a smoker, but you know, I always thought of smoking as part of the atmosphere when going out to a bar. But honestly, right now I do not miss it at all. In fact, it's a welcome change. You know, coming home at the end of the night and not having one's clothes smell like cigarette smoke is a plus, especially if, you know, you want to wear those same clothes, you know, within the next few days or whatever.
Yeah. See, I don't mind it. I don't mind going out to the bar and, you know, having it be non-smoking. I don't mind it. But just think there should be somewhere where people who smoke can go and relax and have a drink, a coffee, a beer, whatever, and have a cigarette. Like, it's really...
Yeah, it's called their own homes, basically, is the...
Yeah, which I, you know, that just means that everyone's going to become loners and stay at home.
No, it hasn't really... I don't think so, at least.
Well, you're not a smoker, so obviously, yeah, it's not going
to... No, I'm seeing it, like, as far as business of bars are concerned. Like, you know, there's a bit of strangeness at first within the few weeks, but I don't think it's really affected Calgary bars at all.
Oh, no, it totally has.
People are still going out. People will...
Yeah, here they're going out on 17th Ave, definitely, because this is, like, the main strip. But there's bars that are, like, say, for instance, your dad used to go to this bar all the time. Mm-hmm. And he'd sit there, he'd have, like, smoke, have a beer. He doesn't go there anymore. Mm-hmm. Because why would he go there when he can just... smoke and he can't smoke, so he's not going to go out for a beer anymore.
Yeah.
And a lot of places are like that. Like that girl that used to work for me, her mom owns a bar and they have lost so much business because of that. Mm-hmm. And some places, like some of my clients work at these bars, and I go to my clients works at this pub, and the bar was like, it wasn't very busy. There was maybe like seven people inside.
Yeah.
And all the people who were going to that bar and all the people who worked at that bar, everybody there smoked. Mm-hmm. And they all had to go outside to have a cigarette. And they're like, what the hell are we doing? This is ridiculous. Like, none of us are non-smokers. Why do we have to go outside? It's kind of stupid.
It's kind of stupid, but...
It's really stupid. And then also, I mean, but, to just be put in that situation where, like, you're a smoker, you have to go outside, but now you have to stand 5 meters away from the door.
Any door, vent...
Any door, like, anything. And then you can't stand on the sidewalk because all these people are walking by, and these people who are walking by are getting bitchy at you because they don't smoke. They're just walking down the street. And then you have all the people who are in the bar who are telling you that you can't stand near the door, and you're just like, whoa, what the hell am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? You know, they're basically like shoving you into the alley. Mm-hmm. That's like your only option. It's really frustrating.
And have you smoked in an alley before because you haven't been able to smoke in front of a place?
No, but they've...
I guess, fair.
I'm not going to go into the alley. It's like all the way around the back of the building.
Yeah.
But it's just really frustrating because you're not doing anything that the government is saying is illegal. Mm-hmm. You're not doing anything worse than driving a car or, you know what I mean? Like, everybody pollutes, everybody does stuff that's harmful for their body, but you're just being pointed at. Mm-hmm. I mean, just think of all the people that eat McDonald's.
No, I think it's a bit different than...
No, it's not. Colon cancer is actually more of a killer than lung cancer.
No, what I'm saying is, when I eat McDonald's hamburgers, somebody else doesn't get fat who's standing next to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no secondhand fatness to, you know.
No, I know, but like, when you say, like, if they made establishments where it was known to everybody who was going there that it was a smoking establishment, which meant that if you went in there, you were putting yourself at risk of getting or having secondhand smoke. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. I just don't think it should be, like, outlawed.
I don't know. Like, again,
that's my rant. That's
your rant, and my take on it is I don't miss it. In fact, I prefer.
It doesn't matter what you think.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I think. Well, what I prefer, my own preference is, I prefer bars be non-smoking.
Oh, you just prefer whatever I think. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, thank you. Whatever you did it earlier.
Okay. Anyways. So. We're about it's coming up on a month or since we started doing the show, about 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we started it, I guess it would have been the third or the fourth.
You have like a red hair sticking out of your beard.
Okay, and we can deal with that after the show.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
It just keeps on catching the light when you're talking to me.
Then don't look at it. I'll put my hand over my face so I can continue what I was talking about.
Okay.
Anyways, so we've been doing this show about a month, and I think it's going pretty good so far.
Yeah, I think it's going really good. I've had a lot of... Oh, no, none of my friends have listened to it yet. Never mind.
They don't know how to work the internet.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
But I think it was the second episode, which we... boldly claimed to be the best podcast in Calgary. I still make that claim because as of this point, no one has really come up, stepped up the plate and challenged us and said that we're not. So I'm still
awesome.
So again, we are the best podcast in Calgary, and we stand by
we're
number one. And so I'm issuing a challenge. If anybody else thinks that they have that their podcast is better than ours, let us know. We'd gladly like to talk to you about talk about you on our show. So
play the thing that
oh yes, play the thing. Rochelle wants me to play this. This is another bumper that Mason, my friend Mason, has made. You heard the first one at the beginning of the show, and this is another.
My favorite one.
We'll find more appropriate places to put this, but since we were talking about it, I'll just play it. Making your good times even better. All right, that was just fantastic.
Play the rawr again.
You just want to hear that part?
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just tell you what. I'll just loop that part, and we can listen to it over and over. Just the times better. All right, we'll loop that, and now you can listen to it forever.
Oh, that didn't work.
I did.
You suck.
All right.
Okay, enough.
Enough. So again, we're... Stop it. I'm fucking...
It's out of control!
I'm fucking everything up. This is what happens when you do everything live with no edits.
We don't like editing.
We don't like editing.
We really don't like editing.
One, because Rochelle likes napping, and I like to be doing things once. And
what does that have to do with it?
Means I'm not putting you to work, helping me edit after the fact.
Oh, I wouldn't help you anyway.
All right, well, I guess that's that.
I don't know how to do that stuff.
I guess there's really only one laptop here, so that's...
Exactly.
So we can't really take shifts.
I would totally mess it all up and wreck everything.
No, if you were to edit it, it would just be the growling sound for the whole episode. None of our voices, just 45... Just 45 minutes of that and nothing else.
Yeah, maybe it's awesome.
Maybe the theme at the beginning and the theme at the end, and like...
Maybe we throw a little, like, real kitty meow in it. Meow. Meow.
Yeah. Okay, so we are taking our little recording device on the road, and I'm hoping...
Should be good.
I'm hoping we can record an episode when we were camping.
Yeah.
If you are...
You should bring a guitar.
If there's room. That's if there's room for me to bring it. Okay, well, I'll bring it then.
I think so. Yeah. Or else we just have to listen to, like, bad music.
Okay, I'll bring my guitar then.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this?
I don't know. I'm sorry. The light is, like, going right on your head, so I see
the light
everything.
Is glint.
There was a cat hair hanging off your nose. God. That's Eric's noise when he really, really likes me the most.
All right. You've been listening to the best podcast in Calgary. We challenge you to prove us wrong. You can send us an email.
I can't wait till we can say that it's the best in Canada.
Well,
can we do that?
Not yet. That's going to be a big challenge because CBC Radio 3 is probably the best podcast in Canada.
Yeah.
And that's hard to beat.
Yeah.
It's something to aim towards.
Whatever. They get paid to do it.
Yeah, we get paid in... Nothing. Nothing yet. But we hope to make money, and how you can help us make money is by sending us a few bucks at tiptaptip.com/donate. We accept euros. We accept American dollars.
Do we always have to ask for money, like,
absolutely.
Every episode?
Until
can we just do it, like, every once in a while?
No. What's wrong with asking for money?
I don't like it.
Well, just close your ears. Unplug the headphones. Take them off your head.
Okay, fine, whatever.
All right. Can we talk
about Batman?
Oh. Yeah, we did see that last week.
Yeah.
Here, let me do my impression of Christian Bale as Batman.
Okay.
Joker, I gotta kick your ass. However he made that really... Commissioner Gordon. Joker's out of control.
It looks like you're constipated.
That's how he looks, because he's making the whole thing. You see how he changes his jaw and his lips?
Yeah, but I think that doesn't... Wouldn't he put something in his mouth? That's what I thought. That he put something in his mouth to disguise his voice. That's why his mouth looked funny.
The Joker's been blowing up stuff. And I just...
Alright. I wonder how he goes to the bathroom in that suit.
There's probably a hatch, like, in the back.
Yeah, like what Long John's have.
Exactly. I'm sure Lucy has cooked up something for emergency situations. Well, if he was able to make a suit in which he can now turn his head, I'm sure he can make a suit which has access to the back.
Or maybe he just has, like, a bag that he goes into.
Yeah. What did you think of the movie? A week has gone by, mostly.
I know. I was really excited when we first started watching it, like, in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the Joker was going to be really, 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 really good. But my impression of the Joker was how the Joker was, like, originally.
Like the... Which one? The Jack Nicholson?
The Jack Nicholson one.
Well, that's totally different, right? And
yeah, like, that one was, like, he was, like, crazy, but he was...
He was also,
like,
goofy and...
Funny, crazy. Yeah.
This one,
he's just...
Psychopathic.
Yeah.
He's just...
So at first I was kind of like, oh, I don't know, like, because he didn't...
I do, though I do.
He wasn't funny. He was just fucked up.
The disappearing pencil trick was something else.
That was so gross.
I know you you screamed and the entire theater heard you.
Go. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, whatever. Other people are screaming and laughing loud and stuff too. It's not my fault. Mm-hmm. I can't hide my true feelings.
I know, it's, but when you're sitting next to you and it's like...
I know, you're always telling me to be quiet. Just who cares?
But you scream really loud. Anyways.
Whatever. I can't help it. It was really, really unexpected. I did not think he was going to do that because, you know... That's what happens. That's why they do those. That's why they do that stuff in movies, so that people like me have good responses, and other people like you hide them, and they don't know what the fuck you're thinking.
Yeah, I'm Batman. I hide my emotions.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
Anyway, so and then I just after like the car chase part, I just sort of got really tired because they kept on fighting, and I already know that Batman's gonna win.
Oh, I think that's sort of a foregone conclusion. They're not going to kill off...
Yeah, so why... Like, I don't want to watch someone fight for a half an hour already know who the winner is going to be.
Do you know what kind of movie you're going into?
Yeah, the kind that guys like.
Yeah, but it's not like...
I know it's an action movie. I do... Like, I don't really like action movies, but I like comic book stuff.
So you prefer reading about action in comic book form rather than seeing it on the big screen, is what you're saying?
Well, it just seems seems like the story, all of a sudden, you know, like there's this great story, and then all of a sudden the story totally stops because all it is action. There's like no talking except for and.
Well, you did bring up a good point when we were talking about the movie last week, is you're saying that the way that the action scenes are filmed,
yeah,
with all the quick edits and the very sort of tight shots, makes it very hard to follow. And I agree with that. Like, you know,
yeah, a lot of action movies have that. Even the old Batman, I remember, not the old Batman, but what's the one that was before this one? Batman Begins?
Batman Begins, yeah.
Same thing. They started fighting, and I just started falling asleep because of the way that it was edited. It's so, they flip it back and forth so fast that you can't
tell. You can't exactly tell who's punching who and if someone just got hit. Yeah. You know, that's a valid argument. Like, I can agree with that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think the way that I realized that was when there was an action movie on TV, and I think it was one of those karate movies or something. And I actually thought it was really cool. Like, I really liked watching that fight scene.
Well, I think action movies, the way that they're shown on screen, really changed when The Matrix came out.
And yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Because if you watch action movies from, say, like 1995, and say if you watch an action movie from 2005. There's like, you know, like, luckily in Batman there's not like any of the sort of which has now become cliche, the sort of slow down and then speed up kind of.
See, I kind of like that.
I don't. It's been like, you know, Matrix did it good, and it's been done to death, and
I really liked it in The Matrix when the first time that I saw.
Yeah, but then now every other movie did that. 300 was full of that, and while I did like 300,
really?
Yeah, I remember. Well, remember when he kicked the guy into the pit? Kick, slow down.
Oh yeah, I didn't remember that being slow down. I didn't mind the action stuff in 300 because they're all like half naked men.
Yeah, so that's
okay.
that kept
that kept my attention.
And I got out of that movie and just wanted to get into fights with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That was just me.
I just wanted to get you naked.
Well, we'll keep this a PG rated.
I didn't say anything. Anyway.
Anyways, it's
still a good movie. Like, I would still recommend it to people, but I mean,
everybody's seen it. It's made
personal preference, right?
It's already made $300 million since it came out.
Goodness, we need to. But what are we doing?
So
we need to make.
There's no point saying a review because everybody's seen it. And you can either disagree with us or not.
And I liked Maggie Gyllenhaal. Is that how you say her last name?
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, whatever. I liked her a lot more than
Kate Holmes.
Katie Holmes. Yeah. She sucks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you excited about the Watchmen trailer?
Yes.
That was fantastic.
I just... You know, I'm so worried that they're going to wreck it, because I really liked V for Vendetta and I loved that book, and
they
cheesed it up.
No, they're not going to wreck it.
They better not.
No, first of all, the person behind it, Zack Snyder, is, first of all, he's a huge fan of the book and he does not want to change it. Okay. Like he fought with the studios to keep the setting in the same time period as the graphic novel. I think it's like 1985.
Yeah.
He fought with them to keep like a number of things. So it's going to be as close as it can get. Like,
okay, good.
So,
I mean, I know that it's hard to fit all of the, it probably will be hard for them to fit all of the story.
He's right now he's fighting to have it 3 hours long, and the studio's telling him to shorten it down. But he
no,
doesn't. I don't know, like,
because it's such a good story.
It's such a good story, and maybe like when it comes out on DVD, it'll be like the full extended version,
an edited version or something. Because I think the thing that pissed me off the most about V for Vendetta was in the very end when everybody ended up putting on a mask.
That was ridiculous. And now,
That's like something that would be in a Walt Disney movie.
And the worst part about that, the worst thing about V for Vendetta?
What?
Is those stupid masks. Is now every time, this really makes my blood boil. This is a really sort of sensitive subject. Because now we're sort of going towards the realm of, I don't want to say politics, but I'm not really going to get too much into that. But now every protester who wants to hide their identity wears this stupid fucking V for Vendetta mask because they saw that movie, they thought it was awesome, they want to stick to the man just like they did in the movie, and they're going to put on that stupid Guy Fawkes mask and say, "Screw you, government." No, this is for real. Like, in fact, while I would hate to plug a show which were bitterly rivals against, you can see this, in fact, in I think it's Squid Pod episode 2. They go to a protest. There was a protest a few months ago. A group of people who call themselves Anonymous were protesting against Scientology, and in order to remain anonymous, they're wearing masks, bandanas, but there was more than your share of the V for Vendetta masks on these stupid fucking idiots.
I did not know.
No,
that.
It's
so bad.
Yeah, between that and the it goes well with the.
See, that's what happens when you change the story.
Yeah, because I remember I read the graphic novel after the fact, after I saw the movie, and I was like, well, first of all, it's different in a lot of respects. Like,
yeah.
They changed quite a bit. First of all, like,
They totally got rid of the main political story that's in it.
Yeah.
And just ditched that and just stuck with the one basic story. So it's not, do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
I read it the one time, so I would need
it's
my.
It's so complicated. Like, anyway, so they really dumbed it down, like, a lot.
Yeah, because this is my opinion, and you can disagree with me, is that they were trying to cater to, you know, to an audience of people who felt very strongly against on political things, who had strong opinions on the way governments are.
Yeah.
And, you know, they try to frame it within a modern context, within, you know, the way that the situation is right now with, you know, the war in Iraq, et cetera, et cetera.
How did they do that?
Well, they really were really kind of pumped up with the politics, I found.
No, the whole book is political.
I know the book is political, but I found that they really were kind of...
Well, I think the reason why it seems like that is because they took something.
No, they
that,
dumbed
they
it.
Took, they dumbed it down, but they took like a really, really complex story, and then they basically just took one part of that complex story. So
and they dumbed it down into like a screw the government.
Yeah, and that's it.
Kind
that's
of message.
All that it says in that, you know, original story. That is not what it. All that it says, it's very
different. Yeah. There's lots more to it, like, yeah. You know, and while you can agree or disagree with that, it's just again, yeah, they just took it and they dumbed it down, and yeah, screw the government, wear your mask,
and fight the man,
fight the man,
yeah. And of course, like any dumbass is going to agree with that.
We are so good.
I hate the man. Yeah.
And you can write your hate mail. Get your pen and paper ready. Hate mail goes to info@tiptaptip.com. You can register them to me. If you also want to write your hate mail, if you want to...
No, nobody's going to write hate mail.
Oh, they will, because I'm asking for it. Come on. Give it to me. You can also tell us that we're a bunch of fucking idiots at...
Or tell us that we're awesome, too. And you can send us love mail. Like, we love you guys. You're awesome.
Yeah, we have a forum. You can tell us all of that at tiptaptip.com/forum.
You have to say it really slow. Because I said it really fast to somebody today. And they thought I said tip tap tit.
Tip. T-I-P-T-A-P-T-I-P.
Yeah.
.com.
Okay.
/forum. There's a link to it on our website, and you can check it out. We'll have a thread for the show. We'll also have a... actually, I'm going to be creating a thread.
What's a thread?
You know, actually, I'll explain it to you. I'll show you. Pardon me, audience. I'm just actually bringing up
just a... Just show it to me later.
It's a topic. You know, like, you know, on the forum where it says this episode, and there's a topic for that. There's a topic for that episode. There's a topic for pickup lines.
Yeah.
There's a topic for that. Okay. That's a thread. That's what I call it.
Oh, okay.
So
much I'm learning. I didn't even know what a forum was.
Now you're on it. And we say welcome to all our new forum members. All three or so.
It's doing good, though. I mean, we've only been doing this for a month. You can't expect a whole bunch of people.
Hey, I'm glad that... our newest forum member, Billy of the No Billy Story, has been posting quite a bit. And awesome. He has started his own topic on the talk forum, which is called Bar Stars versus Mail Order Brides.
Nice.
And you got to check it out and put in your two cents. I put in mine, and Mason put in his. Anyways, I think we should wrap this up because we're heading towards an hour, and we got to pack. So
that's easy.
I got a pack. You got a nap.
I got a pack.
And we got to get out of here. I'm going to throw up a show, and we will be recording a show hopefully over the weekend, and then we'll be putting it up when we get back on. We're getting back on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And during the day or during the afternoon, during the evening.
Whenever.
All right. So hopefully I'll be putting it up then, if not Tuesday. You've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Bye.
Bye.